9 unstoppable money affirmations.
Broadcasting daily around the world with ancient wisdom and cutting-edge success and nothing less science. This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach Robert Zink. Prepare to be empowered. Live the life you desire. Attract the success you deserve. Experience love, a better relationship, abundance, and prosperity. Now, here is your mentor of light, Robert Zink.
Hello, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time you are listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast. I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Zink, delighted to be bringing you this empowering daily podcast, Monday through Friday, every day of the week, except on Saturday and Sunday. So I guess that's Monday through Friday, right? We're happy to be here. We're excited. You know, we are extremely excited about manifesting beyond belief in Taos, New Mexico, May 19th, 20th, and 21st. Oh, that's a week away. We're getting there on Thursday. So those of you who want to spend a little one-on-one time or a little small group time, come and join us early. Now, here's the deal, folks. I'm going to be real honest with you. We're doing very, very well on this. A lot of people are excited to get some manifestation going in their life. They want to become certified master manifestors. They want to have the skills to manifest with, like that, you know, with the word, with the thought. They're tired of the resistance that's going on in their life. They're tired of the blockages. Okay, here it is. We can still get you in to the resort, but you have to talk to us and we'll tell you how to do it, and you can get in at the group price. Otherwise, the group block is already gone. There is a good chance that you will now need to pay for your own meals because we have sent in the food order to the resort. We'll still try to get you in on that, but if we can't, you'll probably have to order off the menu, which is not bad, but just pointing that out. Okay, so there's a few little things we have to do, but it's not too late. I have 5 openings. This is a game changer. And then after the intensive, you're going to be in a private group with others who attended. Nobody else, a private group, because you have skills and understandings that other people do not have. Plus, I'm going to do a private workshop for you online once a month for about 6 months. Isn't that cool? Okay, on a various topic. So I'm excited about this. This is unbelievable. Make certain if you have felt in any way, shape, or form that you might be one of those people that is called, because I do believe people are going to walk out of there and within 30 days, bam, I mean big time. Big manifestation, you know, lots of money, lots of prosperity, a relationship that has been in a stall for a long time. All of a sudden, bam, it's marriage time. It's going to happen. And it's going to happen because I'm going to work with you and I'm going to ensure that it will happen for you. I mean that. This is too big. This is too important for you to skip. ManifestingBeyondBelief.com. Just go to the website, ManifestingBeyondBelief.com. We will get you in. We're going to be in New Mexico next week. It's going to be exciting.
This is the number one podcast on personal empowerment, success, and the law of attraction. You're listening to the Miracle Mentor of Light, Robert Zink.
I am worthy of prosperity, wealth, and abundance. One of the most powerful affirmations you can say, period. period. This is an incredible affirmation, and it always works when you couple it with intense desire and emotions followed by action. You've got to have the emotional state. I am worthy of prosperity. Feel the prosperity now. Feel it. Feel the money. I like to visualize myself putting $100 bills in my wallet, and then so many $100 bills in the wallet that I can't fold the wallet anymore. Oh, that's a good feeling. Don't you just like that feeling? Some of you you're a little bit more digital. You might want to look at your iPhone and see your bank account or your stock account just going up, 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 up. Abundance, prosperity, wealth. I am worthy of prosperity, wealth, and abundance. Number two, money flows to me in miraculous ways. It really does. I like money coming to me in unexpected ways. I like it when people say, "Hey, Robert, I have a pile of money I want to give you, and all I want you to do is this." It's amazing. And money can come in a lot of different ways that you never even expected. I was on one of those websites the other night where you check different states that you've lived, and I have all kinds of money sitting there, you know, from a long time ago. I don't think it's gaining any interest, but I'll definitely get the money back. Money's all over the place. Money flows to me in a miraculous way. I like that. I deserve wealth, prosperity, and money. Say that right now with me. I deserve wealth, prosperity, and money. You know, the worst thing you can do, the absolute worst words you can ever use are, "I can't afford it. I can't afford it. I don't have enough money. I'm broke." Listen to those negative affirmations you're doing. "Oh, I would really like to invest in that, but I don't have enough money." Why not attract the money? Why not manifest the money? You do have enough money. Look at, you are co-creator of your reality. You're partners with the universe, for God's sakes. I mean, how much money does the universe have? Come on, think about it. I deserve wealth, prosperity, and money. I enjoy receiving money in many ways. Isn't it nice when you get a check in the mail? Rachel and I have two books out. We have a third one coming out sometime this winter. Won't give you an exact date because we don't have an exact date. And it's nice to just, every now and then, you go to the mailbox and there's a check. Oh, I like that. How about you? I enjoy receiving money in many ways. I love my positive, happy, and abundant life. Yeah, present tense. I don't care. You know, I don't care. You could be living under a bridge right now. I want you saying it this way. I love my positive, happy, and abundant life. And then visualize it, feel it, see it, experience it. When I see poor people, I feel blessed. When I see somebody standing on the street corner asking for money, they got to sign up, need money. Most of the time, I don't give them money because I don't know where the money's going, honestly. I would rather give it to a homeless shelter or some kind of like the Union Gospel Mission, and which is what we do. I would rather give it there than somewhere else. Now, if they're playing a guitar or an instrument, they're earning the money, and I will oftentimes throw money in their box. See, there's a difference between just asking and actually earning, doing something for it. I have to say, though, Rachel and I have a big heart. When we see somebody with a dog, I never see anybody with a cat, Rachel. Never. How come? How come homeless people don't have cats? But sometimes they have dogs. They're companions. And I see people with a dog. So we will oftentimes turn around and go into the pet store or go into the grocery store and we'll buy some milk bones and treats for the dog. Because I know that that's not going into drugs or alcohol or anything else. Now, there are times when my intuition just overwhelms me and I go, I just absolutely feel this person needs our help. And I'm happy to help. But when you see somebody that is broke, down on life, standing on a street corner, put a gold star over your head. You're blessed. Yeah, literally visualize an luminous gold star over your head. Feel that blessing that you're not in their shoes, okay?
You are about to experience a miracle. Claim your free 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. Visit www.lawofattractionsolutions.com.
Let's go on to the next one. Money is good. You know, a lot of the homelessness that we have today is because, well, there are two types of homeless. There's those people who got sick, went through a divorce, lost their job, any number of things. And then there are those people who just don't want to work. They believe that money is bad. And yeah, they'll ask for some money from you. It's okay if you work. They'll take some of your money if you're willing to give it. But they don't want to work. That's really increased in our culture. 34% in the United States of all millennials still live at home, and most are unemployed or only work part-time. It's not that there isn't work available, because there is. It's that they somehow believe that money is bad. Now, that's okay when you're in your 20s or your teens or even your 30s. But when you start getting older, you're going to realize just how important and how good money is. So if you're one of those people that happen to be listening to this podcast, you need to be saying this affirmation repetitively. Money is good. Money is energy. Money helps people. Money makes people rich, and being rich is okay. Okay, next one. Money is easy to make. Most people believe that money is difficult to make, but it's easy. You can make all the money you desire. You have no limits on how much money you can earn or attract or manifest. Money is easy to make. Say it with me. Money is easy to make. It's fun to say it. I enjoy helping others with my wealth. Yeah. Get wealthy. If you're not wealthy, get wealthy. Continue to become wealthy. Focus on being wealthy, if for no other reason than you can help others. You can help your family. You know, I had a boss many years ago. We became good friends, and he owned a radio station. And he said, you know, his family had put him down for all the money he made, that he was greedy, and all he thought about was making a lot of money and living in his big home and his new cars and his fancy watches and Italian leather shoes and all of that kind of stuff, right? They put him down. But when His sister was about to lose her house because they hadn't worked in a while. And she needed $20,000 to save the house or she would lose it and be out on the street. He went down to his bank and withdrew $20,000 for her. You see, money is good. Having a lot of it is even better. But you've got to change some of these limiting beliefs about money. These affirmations work, but you have to say them over and over. You have to emotionalize them. You have to visualize them, and you have to act upon them. Expect a pile of money coming your way soon. I really believe that. Okay, but before the money comes, be sure and subscribe to our podcast, either on iTunes or on Blog Talk Radio. We love you. We want you to be wealthy and abundant and prosperous. Have a great day now because you deserve it. Bye-bye.